Eric Schmidt, Netflix asks Senate to rubber stamp purchase of Warner Brothers after years of pushing left-wing causes. By Sean Moran on February 4, 2026. Senator Eric Schmidt, RMO, noted Tuesday how Netflix, after years of pushing gender ideology, DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, and other leftist causes, is asking Congress to rubber stamp its $100 billion acquisition of Warner Brothers. Schmidt wrote on X about his interaction with Ted Sarandos, the co-CEO of Netflix, during Tuesday's hearing. Netflix once said it had a duty to speak up for DEI, gender ideology, and other left-wing causes. Today, their CEO suddenly forgot how to answer. Netflix came to the Senate, asking we rubber stamp their $100 billion acquisition of Warner Brothers. He added that he brought receipts showing Netflix's long history of advocating for controversial leftist causes. Schmidt noted during the hearing that Netflix posted a video on its X account on June 20, 2020, titled To My White Friends, Guilt, Shame, Embarrassment. The streaming platform added, "We need to do everything in our power to amplify that message." Schmidt said, and amplify that message they did, with events, sick, like Netflix's Reform, Solidarity, Action Rally, hosted by Stacey Abrams and Soros NGO Color of Change. The Missouri senator wrote, Sarandos said Netflix is not a political organization, but stated that, to be silent is to be complicit and that Netflix has a duty to speak up. Sounds pretty political to me. The Show Me State senator said that Netflix employees send 99% of their political donations to Democrats and that Sarandos is a frequent donor to Democrats. He noted that Netflix put Susan Rice, President Joe Biden's Domestic Policy Council director, on its board of directors. During her time in the Biden White House, Rice worked to advance equity and racial justice. After Schmidt asked him about some of these statements, Sarandos said, "We have no political agenda. Posting something like that would be quite political. I hope that wouldn't happen again." Schmidt concluded, "So when Sarandos asks that we bless his $100 billion acquisition, we need to make sure it's legal and is in the interest of the American people. I'm not going to sit idly by while Netflix become the only shop in town and dictate the television and movie content in our country."